I want to pray that this morning,
我祷告了今天早上,
that God will specifically put a special grace.
神要, 要特别的把特别的恩典放在我们当中。
Because this year is an extraordinary year.
因为今年呢是超自然的不寻常的一年。
Last year was a great start.
去年呢是个新的开始。
This year is a year to finish well.
今年呢是个好好的结束完成的一年。
2015 is the year of the kingdom.
2015年是国度彰显的一年。
The year of kingdom manifestation.
国度彰显的一年。
The year to be the demonstration.
他要彰显他的国度，他的
诠释。And the year to see the transformation.
会看见人的改革形成了一年。
If God cannot do a work in us,
如果神不能在我们当中做工的话，
He cannot do a work through us.
他不能够通过我们行出来。
That's why thy kingdom come on earth.
所以呢，你只你的国度行在地上。
Thy will be done as it is in heaven.
你的旨意成就就好像在天上这样。
We are not changing the prayer.
我们不是改变这个祷告。
But Jesus prayed in such a way.
耶稣说你们要这样的祷告。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
Thy will be done on earth.
你的旨意行在地上。
As it is in heaven.
正如行在天上。
And there's a prayer that God wants us to pray because He's going to position us.
这是神要我们做出的祷告，因为他要把我们放在对的位置上。
We cannot pray that prayer unless we're in that place.
我们不能做出这样的祷告，除非我们站在那个位置上。
God is going to position each one of our lives.
神要使到我们每一个人生命呢放在对的位置上。
In a very special way.
很特别的方式。
So that we can stand there.
使我们可以站在哪里。
And begin to pray.
开始了祷告。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
We're the only ones who have the power.
我们就是唯一的在地上有这样的能力。
We pray the kingdom come.
我们要祷告了你的国度降临。
And when the kingdom comes,
当国度降临的时候，
you cast out the kingdom of darkness.
会把黑暗的国度的驱赶出去。
You destroy the kingdom of darkness.
会摧毁一切黑暗的国度。
You can take charge.
我们可以来掌权。
You can take control.
我们可以来控制。
You can allow the Holy Spirit to use you.
我们可以允许圣灵来使用我们。
So they bring the kingdom in a fresh new way.
把这国度呢再一次带到这个地上。
I believe this is a year that God has been waiting to bring into our lives.
这今年呢是神呢在等待着一年要彰显的一年。
One of the most powerful things.
其中一个最大的事情就是。
One of the most powerful things that can happen.
其中一个呢最大的事情可以发生的。
So far we have received kingdom blessings.
我们呢已经领受了很多的天国的祝福。
Kingdom peace.
天国的平安。
Kingdom joy.
天国的喜乐。
But now the kingdom itself is coming.
但是现在天国本身要降临。
The king's domain will be coming upon our lives.
这个国王的那个领域呢，要临到我们的生命。
When you talk about kingdom,
当我们讲到国度，
it is the domain of the king.
乃是整个的这个国王的领域，他的领土。
The king comes to take control.
就是说，这国王要降临，他要来控制。
Come to take charge.
他来到这里呢，来掌权。
And that's the reason why this year is special.
所以这就是为什么今年是很特别的一年。
So I want you to stand to your feet this morning.
今天早上请你们站立起来。
Lift your hands.
举起你们的手来。
And begin to pray, Thy kingdom come.
开始的祷告说你的国度降临。
Thy kingdom come.
说你的国度降临。
On earth.
在地上。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意成就。
As it is in heaven.
好像在天上一样。
Say Thy kingdom come.
过去说你的国度降临。
On earth.
在地上。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意成就。
As it is in heaven.
好像在天上这样。
I'll see the manifestation.
我要看见彰显。
I'll be the demonstration.
我要成为了彰显。
I'll speak the transformation.
我说出这个改革。
Christ will be revealed.
基督会被显明。
Church will be reformed.
教会被改革。
City will be rebuilt.
城市会被重建。
This is a special year.
今年是很特别的一年。
Because the kingdom is coming.
因为国度要降临了。
God's dominion is falling.
因为神的国度要领域降临。
And God will take charge.
神要来掌权控制。
Take control.
他要来控制。
And take over.
他要来掌权。
So that when his kingdom comes.
所以当他国度降临的时候。
His will be done.
他的旨意会成就。
Thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临。
On earth.
在地上。
Thy will be done.
你的旨意成就。
As it is in heaven.
好像在天上一样。
I want to show you this morning from Daniel chapter 2.
今天早上你们看见呢，在从但以理书第二章。
Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书的第二章。
About the manifestation of the kingdom.
讲到了这国度的彰显。
In God's perfect timing.
在神的最对的时刻和时间。
This is not only the church of the day of the extraordinary.
今年不单是超自然特别的一年。
But God is doing an amazing work.
但是神会做很特别的事情。
He's taking a stone from heaven.
他呢拿一块石头从天上。
A living stone.
一个活石。
And he's bringing the stone down.
他把这块石头带下来。
The stone is Christ.
这块石头讲到基督。
Yes.
这块石头就是基督。
The stone is Christ.
这块石头就是基督。
It's a stone that God cuts from heaven.
就是从神从天上带下来的石头。
And he takes a stone and throw it down.
他把这块石头呢丢下来的时候。
That's why Daniel chapter 2 is an important chapter.
所以但以理书第二章是个很重要的章节。
That helps us explain.
帮助我们来解释。
The context of the last days.
这个末后时代所要发生的事情。
That's why it's very important that we understand Daniel chapter 2.
所以很重要，我们明白了但以理书的第二章。
You read Matthew 6:33, it tells us seek first the kingdom of God.
你读到马太福音6章33节，讲到神国度的奥秘。
And all His righteousness.
还有他一切的公义。
When we seek first His kingdom,
当我们先寻求神的国度的时候,
it means we are seeking first the King's government.
就是我们要寻求呢, 国王的他的国度, 他的天国。
We are asking the King to take charge.
我们请求呢, 国王来掌权。
We don't want sin to take charge.
我们不要罪恶来掌权。
I say we don't want sin to take charge.
我说我们不要罪恶来掌权。
We don't want the devil to take charge.
我们也不要魔鬼来掌权。
We don't want sickness to take charge.
我们不要疾病来掌权。
We don't want circumstances to take charge.
我们也不要那个环境来控制我们。
We want God to take charge.
我们要神来控制我们掌权。
In every battle, he must reveal himself first.
在每个征战当中，他首先必须要彰显他自己。
When Joshua was about to go and take over the city of Jericho.
当耶稣要开始要征战那个耶利哥城的时候,
the captain of the Lord of hosts revealed himself.
万军之耶和华呢，开始元帅开始向他彰显。
He said, I come to be captain.
他说我来了是要成为元帅。
I come to lead.
我来了这里是要领导。
I'm not on the side of the enemy.
我不是站在敌人的那方。
I'm on your side.
我是站在你这方。
Not as your partner, but as your leader.
不是你的伙伴，乃是你的领袖。
So that's why it's important to remember.
所以很重要，你们要记得。
When the king comes,
当国王降临的时候,
the kingdom comes.
他的国度就会降临。
When the kingdom comes,
当国度降临,
the king takes over.
这个国王就掌权。
So when we pray, thy kingdom come.
所以当我们这样祷告，你的国度降临。
You must give space.
我们必须呢给他这个空间。
So that God can take charge.
王呢可以降下来掌权。
You cannot stand there and say thy kingdom come and still take charge.
你不能够在那里说呢，说你的国度降临，你还是要控制这一切。
Because God wants to take over your life.
因为神要来掌，在你的生命中掌权。
He has blessed you with kingdom blessing.
他要用他的天国的祝福来祝福你。
He has given you peace and joy.
他给你的平安跟喜乐。
He has given you all kinds of blessing.
他给你的各种的祝福。
He has protected you.
他保护了你。
He has given you progress.
他给了你这些进步。
He has given you provision.
他给了你供应。
He has blessed you.
他祝福了你。
Now he's offering to you.
现在呢, 他给了你一个献礼,
become part of his kingdom.
成为他国度的一部分。
Bible say when you're born again,
当你重生的时候,
you can see the kingdom.
你可以看见他的天国。
But when you do the will of God,
当你行出神的旨意,
you enter the kingdom.
你能够进入神的国度。
But you can enter the kingdom,
如果你能够进入神的国度,
as sons of the kingdom,
成为呢国度的那个神的儿子,
and enjoy the blessing,
来享受这些祝福。
Like when my son-in-law Stephanus came into Malaysia,
好像我的女婿的 Stephanus 来到马来西亚的时候,
he's called a foreigner.
他被称为外国人。
He has no right in this country.
他在国家呢, 没有权利的。
His rights are restricted.
他的权利呢已经被限制。
But after staying for a while,
但是呢住了一阵子之后呢,
they give him permanent residence.
他就给他了永久居民证。
And then you're part of the kingdom.
这样的话你就成为呢, 国度的一部分。
The privileges in the nation is given.
这个国家的荣幸呢，就一些的权利就给了你。
But even that is restricted.
但是呢，它还是受限制。
Because if you're born in the nation,
因为呢，你在外国诞生的,
you have more rights than the ones who come.
如果你在这本地诞生的话呢，你有更多的权利的。
So when you are born again,
正宫外来子，所以呢，你是重生的话。
Say when I'm born again.
一起说，我当我重生的时候。
Say aloud when I'm born again.
跟我一起说，当我重生的时候。
Say louder when I'm born again.
大声的讲，当我重生的时候。
I can see the kingdom.
我可以看见真的国度。
After I can see the kingdom,
我看见神的国度之后呢,
I must enter the kingdom.
我必须进入神的国度。
After I enter the kingdom,
我进入神的国度之后呢,
I must change my status.
我必须改变我的地位。
From permanent resident,
我来是永久居民,
to become a total resident.
从永久居民成为呢, and a 公民,
and a citizen.
成为公民, 从永久居民成为公民。
The Bible says when we enter the kingdom,
圣经说当我们进入神的国度,
we are sons of the kingdom.
我们是国度的儿子。
Say when we enter the kingdom.
跟我一起说, 当我们进入神的国度,
say aloud so that you can remember.
大声的讲, 使得你们可以记起来,
when we enter the kingdom,
当我们进入天国,
we become sons of the kingdom.
我们成为天国的儿子,
but after we are cleansed,
我们得到洁净之后,
qualified,
有了这个资格,
We are sanctified.
我们被神所洁净,
we become sons of the Father.
我们成为呢,天父的儿子们,
and it's at that time you inherit the kingdom.
在那时候呢,我们就可以承受天国,
say, see the kingdom.
跟我一起说, 看见天国,
enter the kingdom.
进入天国,
be cleansed in the kingdom.
在天国被洁净,
inherit the kingdom.
承受天国,
it is at this point.
在这一刻,
that you are ready to pray that kingdom come.
你就能够准备好说, 这样祷告说,
because you have the right to pray. Everywhere you go, you can say that kingdom of God is at hand.
你去到哪里的时候, 你可以这样宣告说, 神的国度呢,已经靠近我们了。
That's how we can rebuild the city.
所以我们这样可以重建城市,
we can change the city.
改变这个城市,
because we can come into a place.
因为我们可能来到这个地步,
where we can stand there and say, thy kingdom come.
我们可以站在那里这样祷告说你的国度降临。
Bring the kingdom into your family.
把神的国度带进你的家庭。
Bring the kingdom into your job.
把神的国度带进你的工作。
Bring the kingdom into your school.
把神的国度带进你的学校。
Bring the kingdom into your marriage.
把神的国度带进你的婚姻。
Because if the king comes into your marriage,
因为如果王呢进入你的婚姻,
he will keep all things together.
他就把一切变成美好了。
When the king comes into your life,
当这个王进入你的生命,
then he will hold all things well.
他就把一切变成美好了。
That's why it's important.
所以很重要。
So I want to show you before we read the notes.
所以当你还没有读这笔记的时候, 让你们看见。
I want to show you Daniel chapter 2.
我还没读出了这大理理书的第二章。
Let's look in Daniel chapter 2.
那么一起读大理理书第二章。
I haven't started the notes yet.
我们还没有开始这个笔记, 不要看笔记先。
But I want you to see.
我让你看见。
That when you can see the kingdom.
当你可以看见天国,
maybe you should say this with me. When I'm born again,
你去跟我说, 那我重生的时候,
I can see the kingdom.
我可以看见天国。
After I see the kingdom,
到我看见天国之后,
I'm offered to enter.
我就能够进入。
I must do God's will.
我必须行神的旨意。
As it is in heaven.
好像在天上这样,
so that I can enter.
让我可以进入神的国度。
After I enter,
我进入神的国度之后呢,
I must change my status.
我必须改变我的地位。
I cannot be a foreigner to the kingdom.
我不能够成为国度里面的外国人。
That's why a lot of Christians are foreigners even in the kingdom.
所以很多基督徒在神的国度里面, 他们也是好像是外来者这样。
You only receive the blessing.
他们只是领受祝福而已。
But you have no right to own the kingdom.
但是你没有权利呢, 来拥有这个国度。
You have a different passport.
你有不同的护照,
even though you're in Malaysia.
所以你是在马来西亚里面,
you come under so many different reasons.
你从不同的地方来的,
yeah. There's a lot of Christians are here.
很多基督徒在这里,
they don't receive the full blessing.
他们没有领受完全的祝福。
Some Christians receive all.
有些基督徒领受全部的祝福。
Others are in the kingdom.
有些在国度里面呢,
they don't receive all.
没有领受全部的祝福。
The same blessing that I have,
我所拥有同样的祝福,
cannot come to you.
不能够进入你的生命。
Because your status is different.
因为你的地位不一样。
That's why you cannot be just sons of the kingdom.
所以不单单成为呢, 这国度的儿子而已。
You must ask God to cleanse you.
你必须请求神来洁净你。
Ask God to change your life.
请求神来改变你的生命。
That's why if you owe somebody, pay it up.
所以你如果欠债的话, 你要还钱。
Because you don't know when God wants to promote you.
因为你不懂神要几时来提升你。
When Marianne was in Australia,
当Marianne在澳洲的时候,
she applied a teaching job in the school.
她在学校的申请工作, 教书工作,
especially to teach kindergarten.
尤其是教幼稚园。
They sent a letter to the Malaysian embassy,
他们寄一封信给马来西亚大使馆,
to check all the records,
要来调查所有的那些记录,
to see if there's any criminal record,
看他有没有犯罪的记录。
So God is going to check you out.
所以神也要检查我们。
How can he promote you when you churi churi makan, churi makan here there?
如果他怎样提升你呢? 如果你是偷吃偷吃一点。
That's why what Anne does is an example.
所以Anne所做的是个例子。
A lot of people owe a lot of people.
很多人欠很多人的钱,
but just don't act.
但是他们没有行动。
They say somehow it will all disappear.
他们以为他们这些债务会消失了。
The government will change.
政府会改政府啦。
So I don't have to pay.
所以我不用再还钱了。
Pastor will forget.
人们会忘记啊。
So then I don't have to pay.
我也不会需要还钱了。
The bank will forget.
银行也会忘记啊。
So that I don't have to pay.
我不需要还钱了。
Somehow the flood will come, the bank records will be
shut. 洪水会来了,把这个银行的记录全部冲走了,我不用还钱了。
So they pray the flood to come.
所以你祷告了,这个洪水要降临。
Then all the bank records will be erased.
所以银行的记录呢,会被删除掉。
So that they don't have to pay.
所以我不需要还钱。
But you see, it's this kind of attitude.
这样的态度呢,
that never takes you out.
是不知道我们不能够被提升的。
After all, it's only money. They're not asking your life. If you cannot pay back simple things like this, you don't have the quality to go up. That's why Joseph is going to go up. God has to deal with him in every area. So how many want to be in a place where you can pray thy kingdom come? You cannot pray that unless you're part of the kingdom. It's just like summoning all the armies of God into the nation. When you say thy kingdom come, you're declaring war. You're bringing all of heaven. All of the angels. Invade that area. It's not a prayer for the Catholics.
不是呢,这个, 天主教徒的祷告,
I said it's not a prayer for the Catholics.
我说这不是天主教徒的祷告,
it's not even a prayer for Christians who are not living right.
也不是呢,基督徒呢,犯罪基督徒的祷告,
you have no right to pray thy kingdom come.
你没有权利祷告说你的国度降临,
if you're not in the kingdom yourself.
如果你本身没有在国度里面,
you have no right to pray thy kingdom come.
你没有权利祷告你的国度降临,
are you listening?
你听到吗?
You have no right to pray thy kingdom come.
你没有这权利祷告你的国度降临。
You cannot just simply go at the causeway and declare war on Singapore.
你不可以在长梯呢,在那边像新加坡宣战啊。
You'll be arrested at the causeway.
你要用神的方法。
If you're on this side, 你会在长梯被逮捕啊。 If you're on this side, we are arrested by Malaysian.
如果你是长梯这边会被马来西亚警方逮捕。
If you're on the other side, Singapore will arrest you.
在新加坡那边,新加坡警方会逮捕你。
Because you have no right to declare war.
因为你没有这个权利来宣告战争。
When you say thy kingdom come,
所以当你祷告说你的国度降临,
you're asking the king,
你请求这个国王,
you're speaking in behalf of the king,
代表的国王说话,
all the angels,
所有的天使,
to invade that place,
来庆祝那个地方。
Can you imagine how powerful this year is
going to be?
That's why this year is not for careless Christians.
所以今年呢,不是给那些舒服的基督徒,
if you're living a careless life,
如果你活出个舒服的生命,
stop living a careless life.
停止舒服的生命。
You're doing what is wrong.
如果你做错的东西,
stop doing what is wrong.
停止继续犯错,
because God is going to give you power.
因为神要赐给你能力,
to pray on behalf.
代表他这样的祷告,
for the kingdom to come.
国度要降临,
for the kingdom to manifest.
国度要彰显,
that's why it's essential.
所以这是很重要,
that something supernatural must happen.
某些超自然的事情要发生,
God wants to give you power.
神要赐给你能力,
last year was great.
去年是美好的一年,
God was doing a lot of things.
神做了很多事情,
he was protecting you,
他保护了你,
providing for you,
他供应了你,
causing you to progress,
让你可以进步,
but this year,
但是今年,
it's not God,
不是神而已,
he is going to work through you.
神乃是借着你呢, 来行出来,
a lot of things are going to be done,
很多事情要成就,
through your life,
借着你的生命,
are you ready for that?
你准备好了吗?
Are you ready to stand in Pharaoh's court?
我说你准备好站在法老的宫廷里面吗?
Are you ready to be like Daniel and rise?
准备好还是丹尼你这样兴起来吗?
Are you ready to be positioned?
准备好站在那个位置吗?
Are you ready to take the assignment?
你准备好要做出这个使命吗?
That's why 2015 is special.
所以2015年是很特别的一年。
It's not a year of blessing.
不是祝福的一年。
Yeah. It's a year to be the source of blessing.
乃是成为祝福来源的一年。
It's not how much you can get.
不是你能够得到多少。
It's how much can be done.
乃是多少能够做出来,
in and through your life.
借着你的生命,
it's not just to be blessed.
不是怎样祝福而已,
favor is great.
啊, 神的恩宠是很伟大的,
hail favored one of the Lord.
你是呢,蒙神恩宠一群,
that was the word spoken to Mary.
那是对玛利亚所说的话,
Mary was favored by God.
玛利亚是蒙神恩宠的,
Mary received this special kindness.
玛利亚领受特别的恩赐,
but she said, be it done to me.
她说呢, 成就在我身上,
according to thy word.
借着你的话语,
if it's not done,
如果不成就,
all the favor is for nothing.
所有的恩宠是没有用的,
but when it's done,
所以当他成就之后,
and Jesus is born,
耶稣诞生了,
time change,
世间改变了,
circumstances change,
情况改变了,
the Savior is coming to the world,
救主临到地上,
thy kingdom come on earth,
你的国度降临在地上,
say aloud, thy kingdom come on earth,
你的国度降临在地上,
thy will be done on earth,
你的成就行在地上,
as it is in heaven,
如同行在天上,
when the kingdom come,
如果神的国度降临,
there's only one thing that will be done,
只有一件事情可以发生,
God's will,
神的旨意,
God's way,
神的道路.
So you cannot be praying for God's kingdom to come,
所以你不能祷告说神的国度降临,
and continue your way,
然后继续走你的道路.
Some of you need to hear what God is saying to us.
有些人是要聆听神跟我们所说的话。
Because it's a special time.
因为是很特别的时候。
Special season.
特别的季节。
Special grace.
特别的恩典。
So that when you listen to His word.
所以当你聆听到神的话语。
Something supernatural can happen.
某些超自然的事情会发生。
So are you ready to see the manifestation?
所以你准备好看见这个彰显吗？
Do you want the devil to leave?
你要让魔鬼离开吗？
The dominion of the devil to leave.
魔鬼的领域要离开吗？
How many really want to see that happen?
多少人准备好看见这件事情发生？
I say, how many want to see that happen?
多少人要看见这件事情发生？
To allow the power of the enemy to cease.
让这敌人的这个权势呢要离开。
So that the work of darkness.
这些黑暗的权势
can come to an end.
完全的停止。
I'm telling you this morning.
告诉你们今天早上。
The will of God will be done.
神的旨意要成就。
On earth as it is in heaven.
在地上如何行在天上。
Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书的第二章。
This is a vision of Daniel.
这是呢但以理的那个意象。
This is a vision of Daniel.
这是但以理的意象。
Daniel's vision was amazing.
但以理的意象是很特别的。
Because the time came.
因为时间来定了。
That Nebuchadnezzar saw a vision.
尼布贾尼撒王看见一个异象。
He saw the end of the world.
他看见了这世界的尽头。
End of all Gentile dominion.
所有的这个外邦人的那些尽头。
He saw that something is about to happen.
他看见某些事情要发生了。
On planet Earth.
在这个地上。
Something that's sovereign.
某些事情很大伟大的事情。
Not created by man.
不是人所创造的。
Something that was created by heaven.
乃是天上所创造出来的。
Something that started in the heavens.
某些在天上所开始的。
That's why this year.
所以今年。
There will be a new Malaysia.
将会有新的马来西亚。
There will be new Indonesia.
将会有新的印尼。
New Philippines.
将会有新的菲律宾。
New nations of the world.
将会有世界的新的国度。
Because of confrontation.
因为这个冲突。
It's from heaven.
从天上所发生的。
God is sending that word.
神呢在差遣他的话语。
God is sending that word.
神呢在差遣的话语出来。
God is sending that word to us.
神呢差遣的话语给我们。
So that the powers of darkness,
只要这个黑暗的权势
can cease,
能够离开。
The work of the enemy will cease.
这敌人的权势呢力量也能够离开。
In a supernatural way.
很超自然的方式。
Oh yeah.
对了，按这边。
Pressing the right buttons.
这是对的按钮啊。
It's good to have a wife and many other domestic helpers.
对。
It's important for us to remember.
所以很重要的，我们要记得。
This year is God's year.
今年呢是属神的一年。
Because the stone is cut by God.
因为这块石头呢被神所切的。
And he throws the stone down.
神把这块石头丢下来。
Daniel chapter 2.
但以理书的第二章。
Verse 32.
第三十二节。
The head of the statue was made of fine gold.
所以呢这个偶像呢是被金做造的。
Its arms of silver, its belly and thigh of bronze.
第三十二节，这像的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的。
Its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and clay.
肚部的腰是铜的。
And you continued looking until a stone was cut out without hands from heaven.
腿是铁的，脚是半泥半铁的。
And he struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and crushed them.
你观看见有一块非人手搓出来的石头打在这像半泥半铁的脚上，把脚搅碎。
The kingdom is going to invade the earth.
所以神的国度呢，要侵入地上。
Enough is enough.
已经足够了。
The kingdoms of the world cannot continue as they are.
这世界的国度呢，不能够再继续走下去。
Nations have to return to God.
这是万国呢，要归向神。
Have to return to destiny.
必须归向他们的命令。
Malaysia cannot continue the way it is.
马来西亚不能够继续走上现在的道路。
At some point this year, God is going to strike.
在某一刻呢，神要在侵入。
God is intervening.
神呢，在要介入。
At some point, God is going to do something.
在某一刻呢，神要做一些事情。
He cannot allow you to continue the way you are continuing.
他不能继续你要继续走你要走的旧路。
We do not know when.
我不明白什么时候。2015
is the beginning.
但是我们知道2015年是新的开始。
The stone was
这块石头
cast down when the statue was standing on its feet.
这个击倒了这个金像。
When all the kingdoms of the world are standing in their glory.
当一世界的国度站在他们的荣耀当中。
When they act like they don't need God.
他们好像呢，他们不需要神这样。
When they act like they are strong.
他们以为他们很强大。
Full of gold.
有这些黄金。
Glory and
这些荣耀。
Might and strength.
还有这些能力。
The Bible says God is going to cut the stone.
圣经讲到神要把这个石头丢下来。
2015 is that year.
2015年就是那一年。
Watch the intervention of God in the nations.
你看见神的介入了在世界各国。
Watch the intervention of God in our nation.
要看到神的介入在我们的国家。
Because it's going to be supernatural.
因为将是超自然的。
You saw supernatural protection.
你看见超自然的保护。
You saw supernatural provision.
你看见超自然的供应。
But now you're going to see supernatural intervention.
接着要看见神超自然的介入。
Kingdom will manifest.
神的国度要彰显。
You thought for so long, where is God?
我们讲了这样久，神在哪里？
Sin is continuing.
这罪恶在继续。
Corruption is continuing.
贪污在继续。
All the powers of darkness are continuing.
这个黑暗的权势继续下去。
The world of darkness is continuing.
黑暗的世界在继续下去。
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉了我们。
God is going to intervene.
神要开始介入。
And when he comes down from heaven.
当他从天上降临的时候。
He's going to show himself.
他要彰显他自己。
When God manifests, there's no way to hide him.
当神彰显的时候，没有地方可以躲藏了。
Are you listening?
你听到吗？
Talk to me this morning.
今天跟我讲，你听到吗？
Are you listening?
你们听到吗？
I wish I had the same strength in my voice.
我只希望呢，我有的声音有很大的力量。
To wake some of you up.
来使到你们一些醒过来。
Are you listening?
你们有听吗？
Stand to your feet.
一起站起来。
This is a year to see God's intervention.
今年我们看见神的介入。
I said this is a year to see God's intervention.
我说今年你们看见神的介入。
God's not going to allow you to continue the way you are continuing.
神不会允许你走了继续走这个旧的道路。
You stop be changed.
他要停止你
or to be disciplined,
然后你会受到激励管教
change or be chastised,
要被管教你
those who change,
那些改变的
will be qualified,
将会有这个资格
to bring the kingdom down,
把国度带下来
so are you ready for the kingdom?
所以准备好了接受神的国度吗
let's write some important things down, sit down,
写下一些重要的事情请你们坐下
try to write some things down so that you're not sleeping, 写下一些笔记
知道你不会睡觉
and irritate me,
使到我很不爽啊干扰到我，对不起。
I work so hard not for you to sleep.
我这样勤劳工作不是要你们在这边睡觉的。
Because I don't want you to be caught.
因为我不要你呢跌在陷阱里面。
Because things are going to change.
因为事情将会改变。
The ride is going to be harder and harder.
执行会越来越困难。
Things are not going to be smooth.
没有东西是越顺利的。
It's going to be tough.
将会很困难。
Only the strong who believe God can stay there.
就那些刚强的，相信神的，可以继续留下来。
Not everybody can pray thy kingdom come.
不是每个人都可以祷告说你的国度降临。
Because the kingdom has not changed you.
因为这个国度没有改变到你。
It's not changed your life.
没有改变你的生命。
What right have you got to?
你有什么权利来祷告呢？
You have no right.
没有权利。
First, you're a foreigner.
首先呢，你是个外国人。
Then you're a permanent resident.
然后你成为永久居民。
Then you really.Got to be born into the kingdom.
然后你这个国度诞生的话
，to inherit the right,
你就有承受了这个权利
of the nation,
这个国家的。
That's why you're born again.
所以当你重生
，you do the will of God.
你行神的旨意
，so that you can enter.
所以你可以进入
，you get cleansed.
你都要被洁净
，so that you can change your status.
你可以改变你的地位
，from being sons of the kingdom.
从神国度的儿子。
To become sons of the Father,
成为了天父的儿子
and thereby inherit the kingdom.
这样的话，你就可以承受。
That's why this year you see people rising in our church.
所以今天你会看到很多人在我们教会里面兴起来。
Now you sit down, everybody look the same.
现在坐下来，每个人看起来一样。
Who want to rise?
谁要兴起来
？The Bible says God anointed you above your brothers.
神说呢，圣经讲到神高牧你胜过你的弟兄。
It's dangerous for people to be in the church when everybody is on the same level.
所以呢，在这个教会里面，如果每个人都在同样的地位，是很危险的。
But God is going to give us people.
但是神要赐给我们这些人。
They're going to rise strong.
将要很大有刚强的兴起的。
Going to become better and better.
变得更加的好。
Rise head and shoulder above the rest.
胜过其他的。
You know, life is like this.
生命就是这样。
Not those who start first.
不是那些首先开始的。
Those who continue.
乃是那些继续下去的。
New leaders will rise in our church.
所以新的领袖呢，在我们教会又被兴起来。
Stronger leaders.
更刚强的领袖。
Not all the way the older ones.
不是说那些比较年老的。
Because many of them don't want to change.
因为很多人不要改变。
They become stagnant.
就在停顿在那里了。
They don't become better.
不能变得更加的好。
They're only good for now.
现在是很好而已。
But new ones arise.
但是新的人兴起来。
That's why the kingdom must manifest.
所以为什么国度要被彰显？
Write down number one.
写下第一点。
The kingdom is God's intention.
天国呢是神的心意。
The kingdom is God's ultimate intention.
天国是神最重的心意。
To set up His kingdom on the earth.
把他的国度呢降临在地上。
In a physical way.
能够被看见。
First spiritually.
首先乃是属灵的。
Then finally physically.
最终呢啊，这是肉体上的可以看得见的。
That's why the church is going to move out from being natural church.
所以教会要 不要成为呢自的啊普通的平凡的教会。
And the church will begin to experience what it means to have His kingdom manifest.
所以教会开始要经历到了国度彰显什么意思
first the kingdom is going to come on the individual.
首先国度要降临在每一个人身上。
Through the individual in his domain.
然后在他们那个个人的领域。
And through his domain into the community.
借着他的领域呢侵入这个社区。
First individual.
首先个人。
Then your job and domain.
然后你的工作，你的领域，同领域。
Then into the community.
然后呢，你的社群。
That's how God's going to take charge.
所以神要来控制掌权。
The kingdom is God's ultimate intention.
所以神的国度是神最重的心意。
Number two.
第二点。
The stone is going to cut without hands.
这块石头呢是非人手错成的。
The kingdom.
国度。
Is going to be designed by God.
而是被神所设计的。
It's not man's kingdom.
不是人的国度。
It's God's kingdom.
而是神的国度。
That's why it's important for you to remember.
所以很重要你们要记得。
A stone is going to be cut without hands.
这块石头不是人手做出来的。
It doesn't start on the earth.
不是在地上开始的。
The king is not born on the earth.
国王不是在地上诞生的。
A son is given to us.
神给了我们他的儿子。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人把他独生子耶稣就赐给了我们。
It's not an earthly kingdom.
不是地上的国度。
It's a heavenly kingdom.
我们讲的是天国的国度，天上的国度。
Earthly beginning.
从地上开始。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
In the midst of all of this, God wants to set out His kingdom.
在各种的情况当中呢，是要建立他的国度。
How many of you are ready to receive the king?
多少人准备好要迎接这国王了？
We sing Christmas songs with Jesus as a baby.
我们唱圣诞歌是耶稣像马槽的婴孩这样。
Behold the king.
哦，我们要看到你的国王。
But you know he is not just a baby.
你知道吗？是耶稣不单单是婴孩而已。
He died, he rose again.
他死了，他又复活了。
And he sat at the right hand of God.
他坐在神的右手旁。
And that king is coming down.
这个国王现在要降临。
The king that strike the satanic powers.
这个国王要击倒一切撒旦的权力。
And destroy the powers of the enemy.
摧毁一切黑暗的权势的。
Who bruise the head of the serpent.
把这个蛇的头打掉了。
That king is coming.
这个王要从再一次降临。
And that's why the Bible says the stone is cut without hands.
所以圣经告诉我们，这块石头是非人手做成的。
This kingdom is not an earthly kingdom.
这个国度我们所讲的不是地上的国度。
It's not a kingdom birthed by man.
不是人呢所诞生的国度。
But it's a kingdom that starts in heaven.
那是从天上开始的国度。
It's designed in heaven.
在天上呢被设计的。
Number three.
第三点。
The stone.
这块石头。
Will strike the statue.
会呢击倒这个金像，大象。
Number three, the stone will strike the statue.
这块石头会击倒这个大象。
Because when God's kingdom come down, it will begin to clash.
因为当神的国度降临的时候会发生冲突。
That's why it's important for you to not to allow that clash to take place.
所以呢，很重要，不要允许这冲突发生在你生命。
Because you cannot set up your own kingdom.
因为你不能够自己有自己的国度。
Cannot have the kingdom of the flesh.
不能够有你肉体的国度。
Your own plan.
你自己的计划。
Your own purpose.
你自己的旨意。
The ways of the flesh.
你的这个肉体的道路。
The ways of sin.
或者是罪恶的道路。
If you want the kingdom to come, you must create space.
你要神的国度降临吗？你必须有这个空间给神。
Don't ask.Kingdom to come.
不要请求国度降临。
When you still want to take control.
但如果你自己还要控制。
That's why the stone strikes the statue.
这块石头呢击倒这个大象的时候。
On his feet.
击倒了大象的脚脚
，and began to destroy it and crush it，
摧毁了这个大象
，everything collapsed，
所以这个大象就跌倒了。
God has a way to make the world bow。
神有他的方法，使世界跪拜他脚前。
He won't strike at the gold。
他不会击倒这个金。
He won't strike at the silver。
他不会击倒这个银的地方。
He won't strike at the bronze。
他不会击倒了这个铜的地方。
He strike at the weakest part。
他击的地方呢是那个象的最软弱的地方。
Bring a whole nation。
就是这象的脚，使万国
on his feet
都归向他，跪拜他。
It happened to individuals。
如果你是个人。
It happened to corporations.
它发生在个人，也发生在团体。
It happened to churches.
发生在教会。
It happened to nations.
也发生在万国。
Because God will strike.
因为神要来再一次击倒。
Don't pray thy kingdom come.
不要祷告了，你的国度降临。
And stand in the way.
然后呢，站在路上挡着神。
Because you want the king to take over.
如果你要国神的国王掌权。
You better behave.
你必须有好的行为。
Because when the king comes.
因为当国王降临。
There's proper protocol.
有对的礼仪哦。
You cannot be in the way of the king.
你不能够挡着国王的道路。
Like when the Sultan of Johor,
好像柔和苏丹来的时候，
is going to come.
如果他要来了，
first the traffic police.
首先呢，这个交通警察开路。
Go say it and slows down the traffic.
把所有的交通都停住。
But then you find there's another traffic policeman.
然后你看见呢，有另外一个交通警察。
Ask you to stop.
叫你停下来。
Because when the king car is passing, your car cannot be driving.
苏丹的车要经过你的车，不能够继续走这条路啊。
Do you know that?
你知道吗？
You don't know, just say yes. I didn't know.
你不懂的话就说。
Don't lie to me because I've seen many of your cars still continue to drive.
因为看见很多人呢，这苏丹要来了，他车还继续要驾。
Because that's protocol to the king.
因为这是对国王的礼仪。
Before the king come,
当国王还没有来的时候，
you drive slow,
你驾慢慢，
drive to the side,
啊，驾在左手边。
But when the king is passing your car,
当国王的车要过过你的车，
your car should stop,
你的车应该停下来，
and let his car pass,
让他车经过，对吗？
Whether you like it or not, that's a protocol.
无论你喜欢不喜欢，这是对的礼仪。
Whether you do it willingly or not, that's good. That's protocol.
无论你愿意不愿意这样做呢，这是也是对的礼仪。
That's the right way.
这是对的方式。
Ambulance is also the same.
啊，救伤车也是这样。
Because people's lives are at stake.
因为人们的生命有危险的时候。
Please remember there are a lot of things we don't know.
所以记得很多事情我们不知道。
If we fool around in the earthly kingdom, we pay the price.
如果我们继续愚蠢的活着我们自己喜欢的生命的话，我们要付出很高的代价。
In those days when you violate the law of the king.
在那旧的时候，如果我们犯法的话。
It's always at the risk of your own life.
我们呢将会有呢有生命的危险。
So that's why when the stone comes, you crush the statue.
所以当这块石头被击下来的时候呢，会把这个大象的脚呢击倒。
You see, you're going to see the stone come down.
你会看见这个石头降临。
And strike the statue.
来击倒这个大象。
Many nations are going to crumble.
很多国家呢就要倒塌了。
In the 7 years of plenty.
在七年的丰收年。
The 5 years of lean.
五年的瘦牛年。
The 4 years of the bleeding cow,
四年的流血年,
and the 3.5 years of the dead cow,
还有三年半的这死牛年,
you're going to see the nations collapse.
你看见的国家都要崩溃啊,
corporations collapse.
很多那个大公司要崩溃,
situation change like never before.
很多形势就改变了, 从来没有发生。
Because the stone is coming from heaven.
因为这块石头从天上降临了。
It's going to crush at the weakest point.
它要摧毁了这个大象的最脆弱的地方。
That's why the weakest things in your life make it strong.
所以你生命中最脆弱的地方，你使它刚强。
What is the weakest area of your life？
你生命中哪一份方面是最脆弱的
？Build fence。
你要开始建立。
Guard it。
开始呢，建造这个围墙，保护着它。
If your weakest point is emotions，
如果你最软弱的地方是你的情绪
，Make sure that you get your emotions healed。
确保你的情绪受到医治。
If your weakest point is discipline，
如果你最软弱的地方是你的纪律。
Make sure it's your strongest.
确保你现在变得更加刚强。
If your weakest point is finance.
如果你最脆弱的地方是你的财务。
Make sure that finance is well.
确保你的财务呢现在变得更好。
What is your weakest area?
你的生命哪一方面是最脆弱的
？Your mouth.
你的嘴巴。
Then buy a zip.
这样的话买一个。
Zip it up.
拉链把它关起来。
Only speak when you're called.
当你呢人家叫你讲才讲，人家不要叫你不要讲。
Only speak on things that are right.
只要讲对的事情。
You are a complainer.
如果你是常常埋怨
，Ask somebody to stitch it for you.
请求别人呢把你的嘴巴缝起来。
It's important.
这很重要。
Because some people talk too much.
很多有些人讲太多话。
Like to complain.
喜欢埋怨。
That's your weakest point.
如果那个是你最软弱的那一方面。
Because that's the area that's going to get strike.
那一方面呢，你会受到呢这个击打。
If your weakest point is your eyes.
如果你最软弱的地方是你的眼睛。
Everything you see, you want to eat.
你所看见什么东西都要吃。
You have a seafood diet.
你有看见食物的那种啊。
You seafood, you want to eat.
看见海鲜就要吃。
Some people every time see they want to buy.
有些人每看见什么东西都要买。
They see you must buy.
看见就要买。
They are tempted with their eyes.
所以呢，眼睛受到诱惑。
They be like Jeremy wear sunglasses.
好像 Jeremy 这样戴着黑眼镜。
He looked like Michael Jackson.
感觉好像 Michael Jackson 哦。
It's very important to.
所以很重要。
To guard the area that you're weak in.
只要保护呢你所最软弱的地方。
If you're weak in behavior, then make sure your behavior is right.
如果你的行为是最脆弱的，你要确保你的行为要变得更加的好。
Because you don't collapse at your strong area.
所以呢，你的最软弱的地方你要保护。
You collapse at the weak area.
你会在最弱的地方那边跌倒，不是在最刚强的地方。
Some people their weakness is their mouth.
有些人呢，他们的弱点就是他们眼睛或者是嘴巴。
Some is their behavior.
有些是他们的行为。
Some is their ill discipline.
有些是他们没有纪律。
Sometimes it's not that God don't give you opportunity to succeed.
有时候不是神没有给你机会去成功。
You don't take seriously your weakness.
你没有认真的对待你的弱点。
The enemy takes your weakness seriously.
所以敌人呢看重你的弱点。
Because that's the area he will come.
那个方面他就会来不断攻击你。
But you need to protect yourself.
所以你本身你自己要保护你自己。
The stone will strike the weakest area.
这个石头呢会击打最脆弱的地方。
When the kingdom intervenes.
当国度来介入。
The weakest area will be destroyed.
最脆弱的地方呢，会被摧毁。
The enemy comes that way too.
也是这样。
Number four.
第四方面。
The Bible says the stone.
圣经告诉我们，这块石头
will become a mountain.
将要成为一个大山。
Wherever the stone falls.
当这石头跌下来的时候
，it will establish his government.
他会建立起他的国度。
That's why when you pray, thy kingdom come.
所以在祷告你的国度降临。
God is going to establish his government.
神要建立他的国度，他的执政。
Change your life.
能够拯救你的生命。
So that you see the manifestation.
所以你可以看见他的彰显。
Be the demonstration.
能够成为他彰显的一部分。
And speak the transformation.
然后可以说出他的改革。
Because if you carry the kingdom, you have power.
因为如果你代表神的国度，你有那个能力。
Are you listening?
你听到吗
？When you carry the kingdom, you have power.
你带着神的国度的话，你就有能力。
Many Christians are not going to enter that dimension.
很多基督徒不够进入这个层面。
The church is going to enter the kingdom age.
教会要进入的国度的时刻。
Many Christians will begin to experience kingdom materials.
很多基督徒会开始经历到了这个国度的彰显。
Kingdom joy.
国度的喜乐。
Kingdom righteousness,
天国的公义
，Kingdom prosperity,
还有呢天国的亨通
，Prosperity far beyond the natural,
这个亨通是胜过自然的亨通。
So the church is getting ready for that.
所以教会现在准备好要迎接这一刻。
The church is not going to be natural anymore.
教会不再是自然的教会。
Suddenly the explosion is going to take place.
忽然间爆炸性的事情会发生。
It's not the natural.
不是自然平凡的。
Not natural wisdom.
不是自然的平凡的。
Supernatural.
不是平凡的智慧，是超自然的智慧。
Non-natural blessing,
不是自然的祝福。
Supernatural,
超自然的。
The impossible area,
不可能的那方面。
What cannot be done,
之前不能够做到的。
It's going to be done,
现在可以做得到。
That's why the Bible says, wherever the stone comes, it becomes a mountain.
所以当这个石头降临的时候，成为一座，这石头成为一座大山。
That's why when God takes over, you see change.
所以当神掌权的时候，你看见了改变发生。
It starts like a stone.
它从一块小石头开始，
But it's going to become a mountain.
但是最终这个石头会变成一座大山。
Nobody can shake it.
很多被摇动的。
Nobody can change it.
没有人被可以摇动它，没有人可以改变它。
Set up his throne.
当他建立他的宝座。
In a powerful way.
很大有能力的方式。
That's why when the kingdom comes.
所以当神的国度降临。
God will take over.
神要夺回。
God will begin to establish his government.
神要开始他的执政。
Number five.
第五点。
The mountain will fill the earth.
这座大山要充满全地。
It has capacity to influence.
它有这个能力来影响。
God has given to us an international school.
神赐给我们这个国际学校。
So that we can increase our influence.
让我们可以增加我们的影响力。
Change the quality of life.
改变了生命的素质。
God is going to give us business domain.
神要给我们的这生意的领域。
Therefore, five important things.
有四五样重要的事情。
First domain is the faith of the saints.
第一个领域呢，就是圣徒的信心。
That's the spiritual domain.
这是讲到呢，我们的属灵的领域。
Their family relationships that.
第二方面，家庭的关系。
That are strong.
就是家庭关系刚强。
The second domain is family.
所以第二个领域是什么？家庭领域。
First, you have faith.
第一方面有信心。
Family.
第二，家庭。
The third domain is finance.
第三个领域是财务。
And God's going to make sure.
神要确保呢。
That our finances are right.
我们的财务是对的。
The fourth area is faculty. Faculty of learning.
第四方面呢，就是讲到了我们学习那部分。
That's your education domain.
就是讲到了我们的教育方面领域。
And the next domain that God wants us to concentrate on is on health, fitness.
第五个领域，神要我们注重的是我们的健康，我们的健身。
So these five important domains.
所以这五样重要领域。
For us to remember faith.
我们要记得的就是信心。
Say faith.
一起跟我说，信心。
Family.
家庭。
Finance.
财务。
Faculty of learning.
学校。
Fitness and health.
还有呢，健身跟健康。
These five important things for us this year.
这五样重要的事情。
Say faith.
跟我一起说，信心。
Family.
家庭。
Finance,
财务
faculty of learning,
教育
fitness and health,
健康
five important areas,
五样重要领域
God wants us to concentrate in this kingdom,
神要我们在这今年呢专注在他国度里面
He wants all these five areas to be strong,
他要我们这五方面都很刚强
He wants the saints to be strong,
他要这圣徒刚强
The spiritual life,
我们的属灵生命
We are change,
我们改变
We are transform,
我们被改革
Put top priority,
这是我们最大的优先
For your spiritual life.
我们属灵的生命最大优先。
Don't make coming to church, reading the Bible, praying the last thing.
不要把来到教会读圣经、祷告成为你做最后要做的事情。
If that's what you're doing, you're going to be left behind.
如果你这样做了，继续下去的话，你会永远抛在后头。
Don't tell me I didn't warn you.
不要告诉我没有警告你们。
If you make the Bible the last important book in your life,
如果你把圣经呢成为你生命中最尾端的一本书
you're going to suffer for it.
你会受苦了。
If your job cannot allow you to come to church,
如果你的工作不是让你不能够来教会
，and live your Christian life,
活出你基督徒的生命
，then I can pray for you to get a new job.
然后祷告了你要有新的工作。
I have enough faith to believe that God don't want you to be wickedly bound by wrong ways.
我有足够信心，神要不要你继续的活在你的旧的方式。
If your job is going to take away from what you believe.
如果你的工作是让你所相信的东西都夺去了
，Then believe for a better job.
相信神给你一个新的工作。
Don't waste your life.
不要浪费你的生命。
Don't destroy your life.
不要摧毁你的生命。
That's why it's important. Your faith must be strong.
所以很重要，你的信心要很刚强。
Your Christian testimony must be strong.
基督徒的见证要很刚强。
Are you all listening?
每个人都有听吗
？Your Christian testimony has to be strong.
基督徒的见证要很刚强。
You must make sure.
要确保。
That your faith is strong.
你的信心很强。
Your prayer life is strong.
你的祷告生命很强。
Your study of the word is there.
你要读神的话语在那里。
The second area.
第二方面呢
？Where the stone, the kingdom must fill.
这个真的国度呢要充满的。
Is family.
就是你的家庭。
Faith.
信心。
Family.
家庭。
The third area is finance.
第三方面是财务。
Fourth area is the area of education.
第四方面讲到教育方面。
The faculty of learning.
就是学习的方面。
And the fifth area that we need to concentrate is fitness.
第五方面讲到我们的健身。
And health.
还有我们的健康。
And everything that concerns that.
所以一切关于他的。
And that's what we're going to concentrate this year.
所以今年我们所专注要在这五方面。
We want the kingdom to come in all these areas.
我们要神的国度降临在这五个方面。
We want it to fill until it fills the earth.
我要他的国度充满，直到充满全地。
Until our lives are full.
直到我们生命又充满了他。
The first area.
第一方面呢？
Is faith.
就是信心。
Say faith.
一起跟我说信心。
Say a lot of faith.
大声讲信心。
Family.
家庭。
Finance.
财务。
Faculty,
学习的教育
，fitness,
健身
，five important areas,
五个重要方面。
We want the kingdom to take charge in all these areas.
我们要神的国度呢，在这五方面掌权。
And right through the year, I'm going to have seminars to help you along these five areas.
这一整年呢，我们要有不同的研讨会呢，帮助你们在这五方面。
Maybe one Saturday there's a holiday that we gather together talk about faith.
可能其中一个星期六如果是公共假期的话，我们可以聚在一起讲到信息。
Weekends, then we will talk about family.
另外一个周末我们可以讲到家庭。
So all the kingdom can manifest in all these areas.
所以现在国度会彰显在这五个方面。
Some people are raising their children wrongly.
有些人呢，他们的教导孩子错误了。
Some people are living their marriage wrongly.
有些人婚姻关系也是错误了。
Some people are expressing their finances wrongly.
有些人财务呢也是不好。
Some people are eating their way to the grave.
有些人吃的直到他们啊会吃走向坟墓那种的吃法。
Digging their grave with fork and knife.
他们用他们的刀叉呢来挖自己的坟墓。
Some of you are digging your grave with chopsticks.
有些人用筷子的挖他的坟墓。
Some are digging your grave with your hands.
有些人用手呢挖自己的坟墓。
But we want to make sure you eat right.
怎么确保你吃的东西是对的
？Sleep right.
睡觉也是对的。
Drink right.
喝的水也是对的。
Even those basic things,
这些都是很基本的事情。
You need to organize yourself.
你要自己的管好你自己。
The stone,
这块石头
will fill the earth.
不要充满全地。
Number six.
第六点。
The stone mountain,
这块大山的石头呢
？Is God's kingdom on earth?
乃是神的国度在地上。
That's how God's kingdom expresses.
这是神的国度呢，怎样彰显表达
？It's not just getting people saved.
不是只要人家得救而已。
It's not just the gospel of salvation.
不是讲到救恩的福音。
It's the gospel of the kingdom.
乃是讲到国度的福音。
God wants you to be saved.
神要你得救。
Healed, delivered.
被释放，被医治。
And then come and live inside you.
然后呢，住在你里面。
So that everything that you do in your job.
只要你在你的工作所做的东西
you can bring the kingdom down,
你可以把神的国度带下来
and start to influence others.
开始影响别人
How are you influencing your brothers and sisters?
你怎样影响你的自己的弟兄姐妹
your non-Christian family members,
或者是你的亲戚朋友
you must do that,
你必须这样的做
because it's no use that you just get saved and get healed and get delivered.
如果你得救自己本身得医治被释放
you must make sure your grandchildren,
我们要确保我们的孩子
some people have no concern.
有些人呢不关心的
I cannot understand how you can sit here today when your family members are not saved.
我不明白你们怎么可以坐在这里，当你的家庭成员还没有得救。
Every day I come to church.
每一天我来到教会。
Every time I'm here.
每次我在这里。
I'm praying for my close ones who are connected to me.
我祷告的那些呢，跟我直接亲属关系的。
They will be saved.
他们要得救。
That they will be healed.
他们要得医治。
They will be delivered.
他们要得释放。
They will be protected.
他们要得保护。
Some of you have children.
我们要祷告我们的孩子。
Some of you have grandchildren.
有些人有孙子。
Some of you have brothers and sisters.
有些人有自己的亲兄弟。
Who are not Christians.
那些还没有不是基督徒。
How can you lift your hands like this?
你怎么可能举起你的手来
？And worship God.
来敬拜神。
When they are on their way to hell.
当他们还走向朝向地的道路。
You must do everything possible.
所以我们尽我们所能。
To reach out and touch them.
要来触摸到他们。
Because this mountain is God's way of ruling the earth.
因为这块大山是神的方式，怎样统治全地。
He created one man.
他创造一个人
He told that man,
他告诉那个人
Fill, be fruitful and multiply,
你要呢倍增充满全地
Fill the earth,
充满全地
Exercise dominion,
你要呢占领每一个领域
I pray this morning,
我祷告今天早上
that there will be your heart,
将这是你的心意
When the kingdom come,
你的国度降临
You want more people to be added,
我们要更多人加入
You must make sure your brothers and sisters and family members are saved.
我确保我们家庭成员他们要得救。
Are healed and delivered.
被医治被释放。
Your first priority is all those who live with you.
你最大的优先那是那些跟你一起住的。
Take a list of all the family members you're living with.
你跟他们一起生活的家庭成员。
Who are not saved.
还没有得救了。
And pray for them this year.
今年为他们祷告。
Don't just say my son has his own idea.
不要跟我说呢，我的孩子有他自己的想法。
If you die and go to hell, that's a bad idea.
如果他死了去到地狱的话，这是不好的想法。
Let me tell you this, you're responsible.
告诉你们，我们要负起这个责任。
I pray for them.
我为他们祷告。
Who are connected to me.
那些跟我有联系的。
Everyone that I'm connected to is not saved.
每个跟我联系的，他们还没有得救。
I pray that they'll be saved.
我祷告他们要得救。
They'll be healed.
他们要得医治。
They'll find Jesus.
他们要寻找到耶稣。
And you must make sure that the stone mountain is God's kingdom.
你要确保呢，这个石头做的大山变成了大山呢，还是神的国度。
You must not be looking for anything else.
我们不要寻找别的东西。
I'm looking for the kingdom.
我在寻找一个真的国度。
I'm not looking for anything else.
我没有寻找别的东西。
Even if your son, your daughter touch the highest,
虽然你 你的孩子呢，他们可以触摸到世界最顶点。
Score and have the best job.
他们可以得到最好的工作，最好的成绩。
And they still don't have the kingdom.
如果他们没有国度的话
，They will go to hell.
他们朝向地狱的道路。
We must desire the kingdom, the best we can desire for anybody.
所以呢，这你必须渴慕呢，他们都拥有神的国度。
It's for them to come into the kingdom.
所以他们能够进入神的国度。
Finally, number seven.
最终呢，第七点。
The kingdom is given to God's people.
神的国度呢，赐给属神的人。
For ready and prepared.
那些准备好的。
So the kingdom is not going to be given to people who are careless.
神的国度不会赐给那些呢，疏忽懒惰的人。
That's why the Bible says.
所以圣经讲到。
In verse 35,
在第35节
the statues that strike the stone that strike the statue became a great mountain.
这个石头呢，就变成一座大山
and filled the whole earth.
充满全地
and then in verse 44,
然后在第44节
in the days of those kings,
那些王在位的时候
the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which will never be destroyed.
天上的神必兴起另一个永不灭亡的国
and the kingdom will not be left for another people.
国权必不归给别族的人。
It will crush and put an end to all this kingdom, but itself will endure forever.
这国必巧碎毁灭其他各国，并且这国必存到永远。
So God's going to give the kingdom.
所以神要赐给我们他的国。
To specific people.
给他自己的属神的人。
The people who are ready.
那些准备好的人。
People who are prepared.
那些已经准备好、预备好。
And that's why this morning.
所以今天早上。
You cannot pray thy kingdom come.
我们不能够祷告让你的国度降临。
Unless you're in a position.
除非你站在那个位置上。
You must be able to ask the kingdom to manifest.
你必须能够请求神的国度彰显。
But you got to have a stature.
但是你必须有这个位地位。
That's why something supernatural need to happen.
所以首先超自然事情要发生。
For 2015 to be your best year of your life.
2015年可能成为你生命中最美好的一年。
You must come into stature.
你必须来到那个位置。
You cannot just go and ask it, don't you I see?
你不能够来到这跟当请再跟你讲啊，你身份证给我看。
You cannot stop the car and ask for the.
必须成长。
Because if you don't grow up.
因为如果你不成长。
You'll not experience this year.
你不能够在今年经历到。
As a kingdom year.
国度的一年。
You'll have a casual year, not a kingdom year.
你会很舒服的一年，不是国度的一年。
But how many want the kingdom year?
多少人要经历到国度的一年
？How many want the kingdom to come?
多少人要真的国度降临
？The kingdom endures forever.
国度永远在你的生命。
Kingdom joy.
国度的喜乐。
Kingdom peace.
国度的平安。
Kingdom provision.
国度的供应。
Kingdom life.
国度的生命。
Seek first the kingdom.
寻求神的国先。
And his righteousness.
还有他的公义。
And all these things.
这些东西。
Will be added to you.
叫加添给我们。
You know all the things people are looking for in the world.
你知道世界上人所寻找的东西。
God can give it to you.
神可以赐给你。
But God's way.
借着神的方法。
Do you want money?
你要钱吗
？I want money.
我要钱，你们不要钱了、啊。
If you don't want, you can give it to me.
你不要钱，你的钱可以给我。
I said, Do you want money?
你们要钱吗
？Does the world look for money?
世界人是不是寻找钱
？I said, Is the world looking for money?
我说世界人是在寻找钱。
Hey, talk to me for heaven's sake.
你跟我讲
，The world looking for money.
世界在寻找金钱。
The world looking for health.
世界在寻找健康。
Are they looking for good friends?
他们不是是不是寻找好的朋友
？Are they looking for life partners?
他们是不是寻找生命的伴侣
？Are they looking for a good future?
他们是不是寻找了好的未来
？All these things the world is looking for.
这些事情世界所寻找的。
But God said, "I give that to you."
神说了要赐给我们。
But His way.
借着他的方法。
You want future for your children?
你要你孩子一个好的未来吗
？Hey, talk to me. Do you want future for your children?
你要你孩子有好的未来吗
？Future for your grandchildren.
你的孙子要好的未来吗
？Future for yourself.
你自己要好的未来吗
？The world is seeking that every day.
世界人每天都在寻找这一些。
But God said I can give it to you.
神说我可以赐给你们。
I can give you what the world is looking for.
我可以赐给你世界人所寻找的。
But it's my way.
但是借着我的方法。
That's why this year will be different.
所以今年是很不同的。
Those who will experience all these things God's way.
那些能够经历到神的方法的。
Will put to shame those who refuse to rise.
能够呢，使得那些拒绝兴起来的人羞耻。
By December 31st.
到了12月31号。
You either have a smile on your face or a frown.
你可能呢，你会有呢微笑，或者是呢有愁苦的脸。
You can change this year.
今年你可以改变。
This year is so special.
今年是很特别的。
Listen to me.
都听我讲。
This year is so special.
今年是很特别的。
is so special that you can make a drastic change in 1 year.
世界的特别你可以在一年里面有很大的改变。
What the world is looking for,
世界人所寻找的,
God can give it to you.
神可以赐给你。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗?
You say the world is looking for money, can God give it to me? Yes.
你说世界人在寻找金钱，神可以赐给你金钱吗? 可以的。
But God's way.
借着神的方法。
Your life partner is God's way.
你要了生命的伴侣吗? 神的方法。
A good future is God's way.
好的未来，神的方法。
Don't find it the devil's way.
不要用了魔鬼的方法。
The devil also offered to Jesus.
魔鬼呢也要奉献给耶稣。
All the kingdoms of the world.
世界所有的国度。
Don't take that offer.
你要不要了领受这个奉献。
Because you take that offer, it destroys you and your generation.
因为如果你接受的话呢，你要摧毁你所有的一代。
The devil not only destroy you, but all those connected to you.
不单单摧毁你，摧毁那些跟你联系的人。
But Christ is offering to us.
但是基督要赐给我们。
Seek ye first the kingdom.
我们要先求神的国。
And all His righteousness.
还有神的义。
And these things will be added.
这些东西要加添给我们。
That's the testimony of my life.
这是我生命的见证。
I came here 35 years ago.
我在这里35年前来到这里。
The only thing I knew was God's word.
我唯一知道的是神的话语。
The only thing I knew was what God spoke to me.
我唯一所知道的是神跟我说。
5 years ago.
5年前,
when we first started the Destiny Academy,
当我们开始了 Destiny Academy,
God spoke to us.
神跟我们说,
the 5th year,
在第五年,
we transit into international school.
我们会变成了国际学校,
and this is the 5th year.
今年就是第五年,
finish the 5th year.
今年已经完成了第五年,
before the year was over,
当年还没有过的时候,
we received the approval.
我们呢已经接受到了这个批准信啊。
And rightly so, on Joanne's birthday.
在Joanne生日那天呢，他就得到那封信。
Because the second generation is going to take this through.
因为第二代的人会把我们带领我们过去。
That's why the fathers can dream.
所以呢，这父亲可以梦想。
The children must pay the price.
孩子呢要付出代价。
It's important.
很重要。
Every word that is spoken to us has come to pass.
神跟我们讲的每一句话。 必须成就,
seek first the kingdom.
但是首先要先求他的国,
say thy kingdom come.
跟我一起讲, 他的国度降临,
say allow thy kingdom come.
你的国度降临,
on earth.
在地上,
thy will be done.
你的旨意成就,
as it is in heaven.
如同行在天上,
this morning.
今天早上,
I want you to open your heart.
我要你敞开你的心,
find it the kingdom way.
要用神国的方式,
choose kingdom.
选择神的国度,
choose kingdom lifestyle.
选择国度的生命,
choose kingdom joy.
选择国度的喜乐,
not just a short-lived joy.
不是短暂的喜乐,
seek first kingdom lifestyle.
寻求了神国的生命方式,
live the way the kingdom requires.
活出了神的国度的要求,
and I want you to start to believe.
我要你开始相信,
the things that they are looking for,
他们外邦人所寻找的,
God wants to give it to us.
神要赐给我们。
Do you really believe this?
你真的相信吗?
If you believe it, you'll change the way you live.
如果你真的相信的话, 你改变你的生活方式。
Because some of you live like non-Christians.
有些人的生活方式好像非基督徒这样,
running after the things of this world.
在寻找的世界的东西,
seeking the things of this world.
寻找世界所追求的,
seeking your own ways.
接受你自己的方式,
your own desires.
你自己的心意,
you will crash.
你会呢摧毁啊。
But you seek first the kingdom.
但是如果你先寻求神的国,
and His righteousness,
还有他的公义,
all these things will be added.
这些东西都要被加入,
choose God's way.
选择神的道路,
then everything else will be well.
一切都变成美好,
like you know, many people leave Muar.
很多人离开麻波,
go to other parts of the world.
去世界各地,
go to Singapore.
去新加坡,
Singapore is built on Malaysian world labor force.
新加坡呢是从马来西亚出来的,
on Malaysian water and Indonesian sand.
也是呢他们的马来西亚输送食水给他们印尼的沙,
they have no resource of their own.
他们没有天然资源。
That's why within a short while,
所以呢在短暂时间,
if you study in NUS,
如果你在新加坡国立大学读书,
they give you citizenship straight away.
他们马上给你公民权,
because they're smart.
因为他们很聪明,
they're run by a Chinese man.
不是华人管理的啦,
so they're smart.
很聪明,
they see good things, they know how to take in.
他们看到好的东西，懂得怎样拿。
But we need to rebuild Malaysia.
但是我们必须重建马来西亚。
So one of these days, I'm going to go on YouTube.
所以有一天呢，我要去到上 YouTube.
Call all Maurins to return.
呼求所有的麻布人都回来。
So that they can help me rebuild.
这样呢，他们可以跟我一起重建。
Rebuild the city.
重建这个城市。
Because Singapore is It's a great country.
新加坡是个很伟大的国家.
Sometimes you go there, you can get angry with your country.
你说你去那里呢，你对你自己的本国生气.
And see how much they have developed.
看见他们的发展这样好这样快.
But we have to some people have to stay and start somewhere.
但是某些人留下来呢，开始一些东西.
And start to rebuild more.
首先呢，重建麻坡.
Let's put an international school.
那么建立这个国际学校.
Let's put an international church.
那么建立的国际的教会.
Put international businesses.
建国际的那个生意.
If we don't live to see it, let our children see it.
如果你不要看见，让你的孩子们看见.
Our grandchildren see it.
我们的孙子们看见.
Raise the best school.
建最好的学校。Raise
the best church.
建最好的教会。
Raise the best family.
建最好的家庭。
Amen.
Amen.
So are you ready?
那你准备好了吗？
Are you ready to labor with me?
准备好一起工作吗？
The next 10 years.
接下去的10年。
Let's stay strong.
那么一起也刚强。
Let's make sure that our faith is strong.
那么确保我们的信心都很刚强。
Our family is strong.
我们的家庭刚强。
Our finance is strong.
我们的财务刚强。
The faculty of our learning must be strong.
我们的学习教育刚强。
And our fitness.
还有我们的健康。
And our health.
健身。
So if we consider in these 5 areas.
我们继续关注在5个方面。
And let's labor together this year.
那么今年一起的努力。
I want to ask you again.
我再问你们。
All these things.
这些东西。
That the heathen are looking for.
外邦人所寻求的,
God can give it to us.
神可以赐给我们,
but don't go devil's way.
但是不要用了魔鬼的方法。
Don't work like a non-Christian.
不要好像非基督徒这样的工作。
You have God.
你有神,
who's so big.
这样伟大,
so mighty.
这样大人,
and so strong.
这样大刚强,
and his people so stupid.
然后他的子民这样愚蠢。
If God is so big,
如果神是这样伟大,
so strong,
这样刚强,
so mighty,
这样大了,
then the seed of the righteous,
还有呢公义, 他公义的种子,
must be mighty too.
就是讲到我们也是要一样的刚强。
They say even though we get older, we keep dreaming.
虽然我们比较老了, 但是我们继续的做梦。
I'll tell you what my dream is.
我告诉你们我的梦想是什么。
My dream is to have 500 people in the church.
我们的梦想就是500个会友在教会。
Then turn it to 1,000.
然后把变成1,000人的。
And then we will start redesigning the city.
我们开始重新设计这个城市。
I'm telling you that a lot of families
告诉我们很多的家庭
are going to come back tomorrow.
将回来麻坡。
Because they heard the international school.
因为他们知道了这个国际学校。
You know a lot of families have left Moa.
很多家庭离开麻坡。
Gone to other towns.
去到别的城市。
Because of the education of their children.
因为孩子的教育问题。
But now there's an international school.
现在呢有国际学校。
So many of them are coming back.
很多人要回来。
So many of them have come back.
很多人已经回来了。
Because of just this domain God gave to us.
因为这个神所赐给我们的领域, 教育领域。
Can you imagine when we have 400, 500 students?
你可以想象如果我们有四五百个学生,
how many families there are?
有多少个家庭在那里?
That we can touch.
我们可以触摸到的,
change.
改变了。
Some church members left our school.
很多一些会友离开我们的学校,
took their children.
把孩子带出来,
because they said,
因为他们说,
Papa will never receive approval.
爸爸你不会得到批准的。
Let them know.
让他们知道,
God won.
神得胜的。
And Papa won also.
爸爸也得胜的。
I have another dream.
我还有另外一个梦想。
I'll tell you next week.
这个礼拜告诉你们,
I really have another dream.
我还有另外一个梦想,
I'll tell you next week.
这个礼拜才告诉你们,
when you come again,
当你再来的时候,
I'll explain to you.
我会跟你们解释,
it's not very far.
不很远,
within the next 5 years.
在接下去5年,
it is achievable.
可以达到的。
I'll share with you this,
我会跟你们分享,
this dream that I have for the city.
我跟你们，我对这个城市的梦想。
The next 5-6 years.
在接下去5到6年。
We can make it come to pass.
我们可以使到它发生。
And that time your rejoicing will be not only great and mighty.
不但让我那时候我们就可以喜乐，不但让我们是大人的
神，
我们也很大的喜乐。
Because God will put you in a place，
因为神会把你放在一个地方
，of total victory，
就完全的得胜。
What you fear，
你所惧怕的
，will come to an end，
会停止。
So next week can you come？
所以这个礼拜可以来吗
？I'm going to tell you the other dream，
告诉你们我的另外一个梦想
，that I have，
我所拥有的。
Yesterday night, yesterday was a special day.
昨天呢是很特别的一天。
Because I heard God say this.
我听见神跟我说。
The Holy Spirit will move.
圣灵会大大运行。
Sovereignly.
大大的运行。
This coming year.
在这一年里面，在今年。
To make us ready for what's about to happen.
确保我们准备好了，能够迎接要发生的事情。
That's why you must get ready.
所以你要准备好。
This morning,
今天早上
pour out your heart.
倾倒你的心。
Say God, I cannot live like this anymore.
跟神说呢，我不要继续活在我的旧的方式。
I must change.
我必须改变。
I cannot be a liar.
我不能够成为撒谎者。
I cannot keep promising you for years.
我不能够不断的给你承诺。
And don't change.
然后却没有改变。
I don't want to stand as a liar.
我不要好像撒谎者这样。
I want to be able to stand truthfully.
我能够站立的好像一个讲诚实话的人。
Because that's what you need to do.
因为你这是你必须做的。
God said I'll do the rest.
神说了，我要其余的我会做。
God said I'll do the rest.
神说其余的我会做。
Change.
你要改变。
According to God's word.
借着神的话语。
Every area that you know is not right.
那些方面你认为不对的。
That's all you need to do.
这是你所需要做的。
God said He'll do the rest.
神说了，他要做其余的。
He gave you life.
他给你生命。
So that you can choose to live right.
知道你可以呢。选择生命。
And if you live right,
如果你对活出对的生命，
you cannot stop God's blessing.
你不能够拦阻神的祝福。
I cannot stop it.
我不能够拦阻。
You cannot stop it.
你也不能够拦阻。
Devil cannot stop it.
魔鬼也不能够拦阻。
Because if you live right,
因为你活出对的生命，
it must result.
它必须有这个果效。
It will happen.
它将会发生。
So change.
所以要改变。
Can you do that?
你可以这样做吗？
That's all that God is asking.
这是神要求我们做了。
He said to me.
他跟我说。
Change lives.
改变的生命
is what he is looking for.
是他所寻找的。